11:45 now.
We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away.
Okay, so Memphis. You know who this is, right?
Alabama.
That's right, because Alabama is opening up the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo tonight. So we've been listening to some of their hits. That's High Cotton. And I may go check it out. We'll see. It depends on my mood later this evening. You going to check out some of the concerts?
It won't be Kid Rock.
You don't like Kid?
I'll go see John Legend or Alabama. I might go tonight.
Now, interesting that you mentioned Kid Rock, because he played at a rally for Mitt Romney in Michigan yesterday. He'll be at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo tomorrow. Meantime, Texans are donating more money to Stephen Colbert and his PAC than they are Mitt Romney. You know, Colbert's been making a big deal about these super PACs. This is the ad that's on his website, which is ColbertSuperPAC.com.
America is in crisis, and Stephen Colbert is turning our election into a circus. This East Coast Hollywood elite is exploring a run for president of the United States of America of South Carolina. And come on, why is the T in his name silent? What else is he silent about?
What else is he silent about? His super PAC, by the way, is called Making a Better Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tracking Money and Politics at Politico.com is Dave Leventhal. By the way, you can check him out at Politico.com/Politico Influence. Dave, what do you make of these numbers?
Well, there's two things going on here. First of all, it is true that more people in terms of individuals are donating to this particular Colbert Super PAC than to Romney. But there's a guy in Dallas, Texas, where I worked for seven glorious years, named Harold Simmons, billion-dollar businessman, who is one of the most prolific fundraisers and fund givers in all of politics. And he has actually given six-figure amounts to the Restore Our Future Super PAC, which is supporting Mitt Romney. So when it comes to dollars and cents, which is what really, really counts when we're talking about super PACs, then his single donations have actually gone far above and beyond what the Colbert Super PAC has done.
Well, and isn't this sort of demonstrative of the point that Colbert's been trying to make with all this, which is that people who have very deep pockets are the ones who have, you know, more influence in our politics, especially after some of the rules changed, you know, when it comes to campaign finance in the last few years?
It's a very different approach with super PACs when it comes to fundraising than it would be for a campaign. If you're a campaign, whether you're the Barack Obama campaign, Mitt Romney campaign, any campaign that's out there running for president, you want to have people giving you $25, $50, $100 donations. These small dollar donors, they mean that they're vested in your campaign. They will go out and they will get their friends. They will go to the polls. They will really do a lot of the grassroots work that you need as a campaign organization to be successful. With a super PAC, you don't need any of that. Super PACs are all about advertising, TV, radio, internet, putting up as big money, putting up big dollar advertisements that are going to get your message out far and wide, and you don't have to worry a whole lot about that grassroots kind of stuff that the campaigns are doing, which is why the big dollar donations of six, seven, and, you know, we've even seen eight-figure donations come in that the super PACs are really fueling themselves with.
Legally, these super PACs are not supposed to coordinate with the campaigns, you know, even if it's supposedly, you know, a Mitt Romney, supportive super PAC. But some have raised the question, and a lot of people think it's legitimate. Is it fair to say that it is Mitt Romney's super PAC, or do we still need to say it's the super PAC that supports Mitt Romney?
Well, technically speaking, it is the super PAC that supports Mitt Romney, but you're absolutely right. There are, for better or for worse, incredibly close relationships between many of the super PACs and the candidates that they are supporting. You could tick off a number of examples. I'll give you one. You've got Rick Santorum's super PAC, which is largely funded by a guy by the name of Foster Freeze, a businessman in his own right from Wyoming, who's actually been appearing on stage with Rick Santorum and in traveling around with him. So by the letter of the law, it appears that the super PACs, generally speaking, are staying within the law as it's written. But for any American just sitting at home watching this all happen, they must be scratching their heads saying, what the heck is going on? How can you not be coordinating campaign to super PAC when the guys who are funding the super PACs are standing there right with you?
Yeah, well, it's all uncharted territory now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you got to remember, this is the first presidential election that super PACs have been in existence. These organizations that can raise and spend unlimited sums of money and do so whenever they want, however they want, did not exist in 2008 and really only came into existence after a couple of very, very notable court decisions back in 2010, which really set this all in motion.
Well, we're going to hear a lot more about him over the course of the year, and Dave Leventhal will help us keep it all straight. Dave, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
It's 1149, News 92 FM.